The University of Denver has been hosting numerous events throughout the year to try and engage students leading up to the big day. And it's been helpful for first-year graduate student Jessica Gabril. She and a fellow classmate recently returned from Tanzania, where they served in the Peace Corps.
We miss so much of Obama's term. I think we want to kind of become more up-to-date of what's going on, what has happened, what's going to happen, things like that, because we were overseas.
One recent debate featured the heads of the state Republican and Democratic parties discussing domestic policy and Colorado's influence on the national conversation.
It comes down to a very small handful of states.
Rick Palacio is the Democratic Party state chairman.
Florida is one of them, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Virginia, North Carolina, Colorado. When you add all of those up, then you start to see how easily this election could go from one side or another.
And that's one thing both parties seem to agree on. Republican State Party Chairman Ryan Call says Colorado and its 9 electoral votes could potentially elect the next president.
That allows us to get the presidential candidates to come to Colorado to aggressively compete for those votes. That will give Coloradans a unique responsibility to take a hard look at the actual policies, the proposals, and the records.
DU spokeswoman Jordan Ames says the lead up to the presidential debate is in many ways just as important as the actual debate.
This debate, the reason we're doing it is it's an educational experience for our students.
The University of Denver applied to host the debate and last year was chosen from a field of 12 colleges. But hosting the debate doesn't come cheap. DU officials say it will cost about $1.6 million, money that Ames says will be well spent with the eyes of the world on the university and as many as 3,000 journalists coming to town.
It's a huge undertaking to have that many journalists and that many people coming to watch such a high-caliber event. So lots of different technical aspects, build-out, security.
The nonpartisan nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates is in charge of the event, including ticket distribution. DU will hold a random lottery for students with the tickets they receive. Each student had a chance to enter, but their chances are even greater if they've attended some of the pre-events leading up to Wednesday. This means graduate student Jessica Gabril has more than 10 chances of getting a ticket.
From my understanding, I feel like a lot of people are really excited about it. I'm excited that the debate is going to happen here, that the possibility of attending is there, and looking forward to Debate Fest.
For those who can't be inside the Ritchie Auditorium, Debate Fest is a live watch party hosted by the university. 5,000 free tickets were made available to students, faculty, and alumni. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.